Iraqi convicted of beheading Swedish teen pleads innocence at appeal. By Chris Tomlinson on October 10, 2020. Iraqi migrant Tishko S. has maintained his innocence during an appeal after he was convicted in July of murdering Swedish teen Wilma Anderson and dismembering her body. The appeal against the conviction and sentencing for the 23-year-old ended Thursday and saw the Iraqi migrant give a speech to the court in which he professed his innocence, stating, "There is not a drop of blood on my hands, I loved Wilma more than life." The claim runs contrary to the fact the teen's severed head was found in the Iraqi's apartment following the murder, which took place in November of last year. According to a report from broadcaster SVT, the 23-year-old added, "I'm not a murderer. I'm not a woman abuser, not an oppressor," and claimed that the Swedish police investigation had simply consisted of guesswork. The lawyer for Tishko S. attempted to point to an alleged weakness in the case, i.e. the fact that the rest of the body of the teen had not been recovered, asking whether police had done enough to investigate the possibility of another suspected in the case. In July, the 23-year-old was convicted and sentenced to life in prison for the murder of the 17-year-old and told to pay 227,664 Swedish kronor, £20,000/$26,000. To the parents of the victim. Swedish media outlets had refused to publish the background of Tishko S., claiming that it was not in the public interest. However, in recent months the connection between immigration and crime has become a major issue in Swedish politics following statements by senior police officer Mats Löfving last month. Speaking specifically on gang crime, Löfving said, "These clans come to Sweden solely with the purpose of organizing and systematizing crime. They work to create power, they have a great capacity for violence, and they want to make money. And they do that with drugs, violent crimes, and extortion." Days later, Prime Minister Stefan Löfven admitted a connection between migration and crime. "With a large migration, where we cannot cope with integration, then there is also a greater risk of the kind of problems that we see. It's crystal clear," he confessed. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.